Offhand with Steven and Lydia.
I am Steven.
And I am Lydia. Hello, everybody.
Glad you Welcome. Joined us.
Yeah.
We hope you're having a fantastic day.
Yes, I know I am.
Because you're podcasting here with me.
That's a big part of it.
Oh, you're
Get
so
to be
kind.
With my BFF.
Oh.
Podcasting, talking to our puppet podsters.
Yes. I also enjoy our times with
I almost
our
said podcast buddies.
Pod puppets. That's not right.
No.
We don't want to start a new nickname.
No.
That'll be confusing.
That is confusing. I just messed
up. After this many episodes.
I just almost messed it up. That's
okay.
All. I
wasn't well, that's
to
all right.
Start anything new.
You're allowed to have a mess up occasionally.
Thank you. Oh, you're so kind.
Oh, you're welcome.
Hey, how's that saving going?
Saving my money?
Yeah.
It's going.
I mean, I've got...
Any closer?
To your... I think you're saving up for a baseball glove, right?
No, I already got the baseball glove.
What are you saving for now?
I haven't decided.
Oh.
I'm undecided.
Somehow missed it that you got your baseball...
No, I remember that. That's
yeah,
it.
No,
I'm saving for a pair of boots.
Yes.
Yes. Now, I already saved my money and bought.
Right.
I've already been using it.
Yeah.
I've been breaking it in.
We talked about that on the What Do You Do With Money? Save It podcast.
No, that was when we spent it.
Spend It podcast. We talked about saving, too.
We did.
That's
we did.
Because then I talked about what I'm saving for.
True. But that was the episode where we were spending our money. We spent it.
I haven't yet. I'm still saving.
Okay. Do they even still have those boots?
I hope so.
All right. I hope so, too. Maybe you can get them on clearance now. Maybe they're, like, after season.
I hope they have my size.
Oh, it's true.
I'll just get my mom to take me shopping tomorrow.
You have small feet, so they usually have the small sizes left over.
Well, yeah, sometimes.
That's what my mom says.
Is
she's,
it?
Yeah, she's like, how come they always have the small sizes on the clearance rack? They never have your size, Steven.
Oh, man. Why do you have big feet? Or, like average?
I guess.
Average size feet.
I don't know.
The size everybody needs.
So, apparently that's what they're saying, you know?
Oh.
The consumers are saying.
Well, we talked about money. That's the point.
We did.
And we talked about earning money and saving money and spending money.
And using it to worship God.
Yes. And now we want to talk about giving it away.
Yeah, because that's also super fun. And you might be thinking, how in the world could that be fun, giving my money away?
Yeah, well, first, let's go back. If you missed those other podcasts, we have the numbers for you so that you can catch up.
Yeah.
If you didn't hear episodes 594.
Okay.
599, 611, and 616. Then go back and listen to those.
Yeah.
When we're done.
Yeah. And then you'll get a little recap.
Yeah. Because they were fun. I had fun.
I had fun saving. I had fun spending. And now I will have fun giving away.
I hope so. You know, and that's it's been interesting. The Bible has actually a lot to say about money.
Yes.
Isn't that interesting?
Yes. It especially has a lot to say about giving away your money.
Yes, it does.
So much, in fact, that we're not even going to talk about the passages that are in the Bible.
This would be like super long podcast. If we did that.
And as much as we know you love us, you might not love us that much.
Stop
like, okay, we have been talking too long.
But that would be a kind of a cool scavenger hunt for you, Puppet Podsters.
Oh, challenge.
If you could find like a concordance or have somebody help you look up all the places in the Bible that it talks about giving money,
mm-hmm.
That would be a kind of a cool little Bible trail.
Yeah. And if you're like, you know what? I've never done that. I'm not really sure how to begin. Maybe ask a mom or dad or maybe even a pastor
or your Sunday school teacher.
Yeah, they would be happy to show you how you can look up certain subjects in the Bible like that.
Yeah, that would be so psyched that you asked them. They would be like, "What?"
Yeah.
That's awesome. I would love to help you. So let's talk a little bit about it. Like we said, we're gonna read all the passages because there's a lot, but we are gonna talk about a couple things. In 2 Corinthians 8, the Apostle Paul is writing to remind the church in Corinth about a giving project that had been going on for like a year.
First of all, I would like to just pause and mention how it's really cool that even way back long time ago, they were doing giving projects for people who need money.
Like church fundraisers.
Yeah, I mean, we still do that now. It's just
if
really
you'd like
fun.
To give to the whatever fund.
Right.
Maybe you're building a new building. Yeah. Or maybe there's a group of missionaries you want to give money to. You can give to different things at your church. They were doing that way back then.
Yep. And that's why we do it now.
Yeah. So there was this project. They were raising money for like a year. And because knowing of the persecution and suffering that the believers in Jerusalem were experiencing, the churches in other places decided to take up a collection of money to send them.
Yeah. And as a way of encouraging the Corinthian Christians to follow through with their giving plan, Paul tells about another church group, the church in Macedonia.
I like that name.
Macedonia?
That's fun to say.
It is. Say it.
Macedonia.
Yeah. I'm going to read a little passage from the Bible. I'm going to read 2 Corinthians 8, 1 through 5. This is what Paul's saying. We want you to know, brothers, about the grace of God that has been given among the churches of Macedonia. For in a severe test of affliction, their abundance of joy and their extreme poverty, meaning they're poor, have overflowed in a wealth of generosity on their part. For they gave according to their means, as I can testify, and beyond their means, for their own accord, begging us earnestly for the favor of taking part in the relief of the saints. And this, not as we expected, but they gave themselves first to the Lord, and then by the will of God to us.
Wow! The Macedonian Christians were so sold out and dedicated to God and loved Him so much that they were begging to be allowed to participate in giving a gift, even though they were super poor.
Yeah!
They weren't like, well, we'd like to help, but we don't really have a lot of money, so
we have to take care of ourselves first.
We're going to hang on to it. They were like, please, please let us help. Look, take this. We want to encourage. We want to show God how much we love Him and help take care of those other believers. Please let us help give.
Yeah, they're like, we don't have a lot, so we can't give a lot, but we want to give as much as we can.
Yeah, and more, Paul said. They gave more than they could.
Yeah.
Which I don't know how that's possible, but they figured it out.
They were sacrificing.
I bet God blessed them.
Oh, definitely.
Our verse of the day comes out of 2 Corinthians 2. 2 Corinthians 9, 7 says, each one must give as he has decided in his heart, not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver.
Yeah, there's some big words in that verse.
Yeah.
So basically it's saying, like, don't feel like, oh, well, everyone else is giving, so I guess I should.
Yeah, that's the compulsion part.
Yeah.
Well, God says I should, so I will.
All right.
But I don't really want to.
And the reluctant part is kind of the same way. Like, well, I don't really want to give this money. I should have keep it for myself.
But I have to because that means I obeyed God.
Yeah.
God doesn't want you to give that way. He wants you to give because you love Him, and like the Christians in Macedonia, because they love Him so much, they just can't help but giving some of their money.
Yeah, it was said that they gave an abundance of joy. It was very joyful for them to give that money.
They were like, "Woohoo! We get to give money!" So how do we give like this? Especially if we kind of really like hanging on to our money. Well, there's a few things that you can do to help yourself or to ask God to help you, because we can't really do anything on our own. You can give your heart to Jesus. That's the first step.
That's the very first step.
Because if you don't belong to Jesus, then you won't know how to love Him enough to give your money up.
Yeah.
And so you dedicate everything you are and that you have to Him.
And then the next step would be to let God decide what you give, and recognizing that you belong to God and He's going to take care of your needs, so don't worry about it.
Yeah, you don't have to keep it all hoarded away because, oh, I need this and I need that. God knows what you need.
Besides, that will be a big burden for you.
Yeah, that's too much for us. It's not our responsibility. We're supposed to be wise with our money, but we're not supposed to worry so much that we don't ever give it away. And then another thing you can do is follow through what you promise to give. If you say, well, like, I really feel like God wants me to give this much, then do it. and do it cheerfully.
Yeah.
And you will be filled with so much joy because you loved God, because you obeyed God, because you helped somebody else that God maybe was telling you, oh, I want you to give your money over here. Or, you know, whatever he has you give your money to, whether it's your church or a missionary or, you know, maybe your family knows of somebody who could really use a new pair of shoes or some clothes or, you know, just whatever. Maybe you can just show God's love that way.
Yeah. Or even an extra meal.
Yeah. Yeah, sometimes we take meals to people who are struggling or who are sick or something. That's really fun. Mom lets me help make the meals and stuff, and then we go drop it off.
Yeah.
It's really fun.
It's so great to see their faces of like, oh, wow, thank you. But not that we do it for that, but it's just an extra thing.
Yeah, it's extra blessing.
Yeah.
To see their joy, and that gives you even more joy.
Joy abundant.
And that was part of where the Macedonians' joy came from. It was because they loved God, but it was also because they knew they were helping other fellow Christians, and that made them feel good too.
Yeah.
So there you go. Give it away.
Right.
It's another thing you can do. So much you can do with money.
Yeah. And look up other cool Bible stories of how people gave away their money to help those.
Yeah.
Other people.
Yeah. Go on that Bible hunt.
Yeah.
It's fun.
You know, it's almost getting to be where we have to go on a joke hunt because...
Oh, I already have a joke.
We have, like, told so many jokes that it's a bit of a hunt to find ones we haven't actually told yet.
Our lives are hunt jokes.
Yeah.
Our joke hunts. That's what I meant to say.
Joke hunts.
Joke hunts, not hunt jokes. Do you have one, though?
Yeah, I do.
Me too. Let's do it.
Lydia, I will. How do dinosaurs pay their bills?
Dinosaurs have bills?
Yes.
Oh, man.
Lots of them.
I don't know. How do they pay them?
They write Tyrannosaurus checks.
I love a good joke. We'll laugh from here to Roanoke. Be it knock-knocks or riddles, for grown-ups or kiddles. I love a good joke.
Everybody, what's brown and has a head and a tail, but no body?
What? I don't know. This is weird.
A penny.
Oh! Uh-huh. You got me.
Heads or tails.
I love a good joke.
No, actually, pennies have buildings on them.
Yeah, I always kind of wondered about that. Like,
but that's a joke.
Heads or tails?
It's just a joke. It's just
but
a joke.
There's no tail on one.
Well, I think heads or tails is usually when you have like a quarter.
Oh, I guess. Yeah.
But right. Quarter isn't brown, so it doesn't work in the joke. So just pretend that a penny has tails.
I mean, you could have said, what's silver?
What? But heads or tails, but no body. What has a silver body?
I don't know.
It's not a unicorn.
But it would be cool.
But that would be cool. It's not that, though. It's a penny. It's a... Or whatever has... Whatever. Doesn't matter. Puppet posters.
It's not real. And you can't even save your money to buy one.
It's true. Man. I would so totally give up my boots if I could buy a unicorn.
Maybe your boots have a unicorn on it. Did they?
They did not.
Oh, okay.
Anyways. Back to what's important. Our email.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Email us, Puppet Pastors.
StephenLydiaSing@yahoo.com.
Yes.
You can also check out our website, ghhinc.org.
Yes.
You can also like our Facebook page, the God's Helping Hands Facebook page. There's some updates there of what's going on at our ministry, and that would be cool to check out.
Yeah, check it out. Check it out. Or, and remember, go back and listen to those other money podcasts.
Yeah. If you go back on, if you go to our website and click on the Listen Watch tab, and then you'll see our fun little faces right there. You can just scroll till you find those numbers.
Yep.
And then replay them. Or other episodes that are already recorded.
Oh, yeah. There's a ton.
Tons.
Tons.
Keep you busy for a while.
So thanks for listening to this one, Puppet Podsters. This has been Offhand with Steven and Lydia, a production of God's Helping Hands.